M.J. Espinoza, will you come and boast in your Savior?
Good morning. My name is Maria Jose. I'm also known as M.J. This is the story of how a faithful God used sinful people and hardship to show me my need of a Savior. I was born 20 years ago, and it's only by God's grace that I'm standing here to share my testimony. By God's sovereign will, I was born into a broken family. I wasn't raised in a home where Christ was the center. However, by His mercy, I attended a private Christian school where I was shown the love of God. Growing up, I felt that I live in two different worlds, school and home, always desiring that my only world will be school, and that I will never have to face the situation at home. During my teenage years, I started to hide things from my mom, so she thought that taking me to church will help. I clearly remember February 2003. It was officially my first Saturday at church as a 12-year-old. That same day during the service, I prayed to accept God into my heart and beg Him to change my situation at home. After a couple months, I was baptized. I was convinced that I was a Christian, and I was ready to start receiving the blessings and promises found in the Bible. Yes, in my own foolishness, I thought I was a good person, deserving those promises. I was blind, and my ultimate goal was to be a good girl, so I could impress God. 2 years later, in the summer of 2005, my mom and I moved to Miami, Florida. My life took a turn for the worse. I was in a new country, away from my loved ones. I could only see the negative impact of my new circumstances and had no idea that in God's goodness, He was orchestrating something good towards me. I have no clear memories of all the events that took place in the first year. All I can remember is sinking in the deepest depression and my heart being overtaken by sadness and knowing no joy. To the point that I started to pray day and night that God will take my life. What is worse, in anger and pride, I demanded before God all the good things and holy character that were written in the Bible. For about 8 months, I waited for God to give me those good things or take my life. But every morning that my eyes will see life, my heart got filled with bitterness against God. So I stopped praying. Instead, I started having suicidal thoughts. Within a couple months, I had a plan, a time, a day, and no fear of taking my own life away. Just in time, God stopped in my heart, and I reached for my Bible. Got on my knees and pleaded with Him for wisdom, for strength, and for something that will bring me life. I read my Bible for a long period of time without understanding history or anything, until I reached Jeremiah 29:11-13. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. In those days when you pray, I will listen. If you look for me in earnest, you will find me when you seek me. I'm not sure if that was the day when God saved me. All I know is that God granted me faith, peace, patience, perseverance, and grace. The circumstances at home remained the same for a couple years, but God in His mercy started to restore me. In 2009, I moved to Arizona. God had been working in my heart, but I was still overwhelmed with the many trials that I have been through during the past years. Although I really wanted to follow Christ and to surrender my entire life to Him, sin and doubt will overtake my heart. I started to attend Grace Bible Church, and God's grace opened my eyes to see the depth of my sin. I was able to see that sin was present in my heart. Sin was my nature, the master of my heart. It was present in my selfish desires, discontentment, and resentment towards my parents. God used different people and circumstances to draw me closer to Him. It is by God's grace that I now desire to attend church regularly. I acknowledge my need for a perfect sacrifice to pay for my sin. This perfect sacrifice is Jesus becoming sin on my behalf, bearing God's anger for me and all who believe. A forgiveness granted by faith alone. God granted me genuine repentance, and it was then that I surrendered my entire life to bring Him glory. Today, I want to get baptized to remember who I was before Christ changed my heart, to thank Him and praise Him for loving me, protecting me, and showing me my need for Him, and to publicly declare my love for Him to His glory. Amen.
MJ, because of God's work in you, bringing you to faith and repentance, you're now baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.